It's John McMullen. Welcome you to episode 9 of the John Mack Show. One of the things that strikes me about writing and trying to make a living out of it is the difficulty that we now have in promoting our work or in letting people know that we have work out there. Years ago, if you wrote a book, there was only one way to publish it, other than what was called vanity publishing, where you published a whole bunch yourself, and you tried to sell them personally, and very few people did that, and no one made a living out of it, was to go through an agent or directly to a book publisher, get a contract, have the book publisher promote it, hopefully sell a bunch and make some money. And in 1984, or in 1983, we did that through John Wiley, and it took too long to get the book out, not at our end, but Wiley wasn't used to publishing things in a hurry, and this was a technical book about the early days of telecommunications, and things moved very rapidly, so we didn't really sell anything there. In 1990, two friends of mine, really three friends, two writing together and one writing alone, wrote books for Simon & Schuster. And Simon & Schuster, a big publisher, and they had one of them, my oldest friend, had the best-known editor for Simon & Schuster as his editor. And his book, a political book, got terrific reviews from the New York Times, and he was on some radio shows. He was on a radio show in Albany on Saturday night when no one could hear it in New York, and he was also on an FM station in Washington in the middle of the night. He depended totally on Simon & Schuster to promote the book. The other friends who had written about technology and about hackers were advised to get their own publicist if they wanted to sell the book. And they hired their own publicist at expense to themselves, and they wound up on the Today Show and on other shows and sold a bunch of books. The other book had very few sales, certainly not what one would expect with this tremendous review in the New York Times. Since then, publishers have cut way back on their promotion. They'll promote books by Stephen King and by well-known authors, but very little by their own by new authors or the subject that may not appeal to the masses. The whole idea of publishing on demand through outfits like Amazon's CreateSpace or through Author House or through Lulu has taken some of the wind out of the publishing houses and also of the big bookstores. And it becomes incumbent, though, on the author to actually do promotions. And we see more and more book signings, and we see more and more people in bookstores and the like. Now, that's even carried over to the big houses. The big houses now tend to publish on demand, just enough to fill orders. And once a book goes out of general circulation, orders are filled even if they're brought into Barnes & Noble or to other places by printing on demand. Now, this whole promotion and getting your name out there is difficult for some writers. Number one, most people don't know how to do it, and so it's all just learning. Number two, it's not in the normal way some writers do things. For instance, one could not envision J.D. Salinger, who became a recluse, out in stores promoting his books or going on television interviews or the like. So it's difficult. It's also difficult, even if you are used to talking to people and to making presentation, because one can't come across as someone that's always on the come, always on the make. It has to be something that, what can I do for you, and implicit is what can you do for me. It requires authors to spend time going to writing groups, going to book signings, giving interviews wherever possible, even if it's on the local radio station or the burgeoning internet radio stations, doing things like that. All of that eats into your writing time. So it's a different world for a writer. It's interesting because obviously writing is communication. So when you're giving interviews, when you're talking to people, you're communicating. But it's not totally through the written word, and it's difficult, and it's also constantly a learning process. I belong to the Hudson Valley Writers Group, which is a terrific place, and it has open mics, and it has lectures, and it has classes in various things. A very interesting place. I also have been going with a friend of mine to a writing group where people discuss each other's writings. Now, I'm really not into that. I listen, and sometimes I'll read a poem, and I'll make comments. But poetry, as I believe I've said here before, I tend to write for myself. My columns aren't appropriate to be discussed there. They have to do with either technology or with some instance in my life or my experience, which I'm not going to change. And my novels tend not to be of the type that I'm sitting around reading them to other people. So it's interesting, though. It's interesting also to see how many people want to write, how many people think they have a story to tell, how many people really want to get something out. And many of these people will never publish. They're afraid of going through the rejection process. Some they write, and they write to read to their peers, and they take corrections and they rewrite, but they don't take the next step of submitting it to someone. And if you read the best book that I've ever read about writing, Stephen King's On Writing, Stephen King received a tremendous number of rejections and just kept writing. He did right after that. So you have to be willing to expose yourself to professional criticism, not just to people from your neighborhood sitting around talking. That's helpful. But if you really want to write, you have to go beyond that. You have to be able to try to sell your wares, whether it's to magazines or to agents or to book publishers, or, in my case, to newspapers as a columnist. But it's all, this ties into my ongoing thinking about what is a writer now. So many people now, they write for the internet. There are well-known venues like the Huffington Post where people can get some publicity. People respect their opinions, and therefore that may be helpful in landing a contract. So it's constant learning, and then I find that I have to keep learning. I have to keep being willing to sell myself in different ways, and I also have to keep the focus on that my main thing I have to do is to write and to write and to write. The rest of this is on the edges, but it's very important if you want to earn a living at it. So, until next time, see ya.